There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
I just walk into what's going on. This is the Thursday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the horrific fate of that captured Jordanian pilot who was burned to death by ISIS. The wave of grief and rage that started 24 hours or so ago all across the Middle East, all across the world. The Middle East, used to this sort of thing, or at least the violence, the upheavals, but political and religious leaders have united in outrage and condemnation, saying that the killing of this airman goes against all the teachings of Islam, all the teachers and teachings of Islam. So for all those of you who thought there were hints of change, are there still? Do you still feel that Arab Muslims are changing? You read the newspaper, you hear the radio discussions, you see on television the reports, and this stuff just jumps out at you. I had the experience last week while reading a story from the Middle East about the situation in Iraq and Syria. In the story, I came upon a sentence. More than 200,000 protesting the death of this person, not this person, but another person. And then I was looking into who was protesting, and there were a lot of people, hardline clerics, who either get in or get on the program or they lose their legitimacy. A wide swath of Muslims, now especially the young ones, have concluded that it is their own hardliners, not America, who are to blame for the political paralysis, if that's what it is. It certainly is isolation. The world wants to isolate, because now, more than ever, we see, and with the advent of social media, the death of another. This was the fellow who was killed was a Muslim. It seems that the Muslim community values Muslims more than they value non-Muslims. That's not something that's out of the, you know, a lot of people think that in terms of ethnicity, Jews prefer Jews and non-Jews, and Christians prefer Christians to non-Christians, and, you know, blacks prefer blacks to whites, and whites, and, you know, the whole thing about what separates us. Young people want to be with young people, old people want to be with old people, yada, yada, yada. But there's just this now, in terms of the people who have some hooch, now have said that the cause of this radicalization of the youth is the cultural violence that has infiltrated their religious education. It deviates from the traditions of conservative and middle-of-the-road Muslims. So in order to regain peace and reconciliation with the world, our young people have to be re-educated, and violence must be discredited. That's what was said in the meeting of there's a big mosque in Cairo. And yesterday there were a lot of people in there discussing the punishment. You know, how in some, if you go to Singapore, I think it's Singapore, you go over there, you steal something, they chop off your hands. In some places, if you do something that is the pure punishment in some areas for those who are enemies of God is crucifixion. So in in this particular mosque yesterday, the fellow that was leading this, I don't think you can call it a service, but it was a meeting of minds. Islam prohibits the taking of an innocent life, said the man leading the service. By burning that pilot, the militants violated Islam's prohibition on the mutilation of bodies. So the Middle Eastern legal system is in focus. The reason that Saddam Hussein was hung and his henchmen were hung is because that's capital punishment pretty much in the Middle East system. And it's all the way from Iran to Pakistan. There are other punishments. Stoning to death is punishment for adultery. Beheadings are carried out in Saudi Arabia because Saudi Arabia is such a progressive country. They're our pals. They're our friends. They're the oil boys and girls, so we've got to be nice. And I mean, why are we friends with a country that does... The absurdity is pretty apparent, right? There are a lot of these imams, I guess they call them, respected by the Muslim Brotherhood and Islamist groups, issued a 5-page statement yesterday attributing to the Prophet telling Muslims not to mistreat prisoners of war. All right, so there's lots of this conversation going on. Where does it go? I think we have to wait a little bit and see how it all shakes out. Jamie McIntyre is a reporter who's covered this area for a long time, and he'll be with us in a moment to sort of focus in on some of this bad stuff that's going on. I know it seems sort of simplistic, but it is. You know, it is pretty simplistic stuff. There are good guys and bad guys in every situation, and these guys are the bad guys. So that focus up next year on Good Day.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com. Tonight, it's the move everyone's been waiting for. The Blacklist moves to the all-new NBC Thursday with an episode people will be talking about.
Consider it a bonus.
Then, it's the premiere of Allegiance, the thrilling new drama the critics are already calling outstanding, impressive, entertainment weekly raves. This new drama will make you pledge allegiance. The premiere of Allegiance follows The Blacklist on a great new night of dramas. Tonight at 9, 8 central, the all-new NBC Thursday.
I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and Jamie McIntyre, who is a Washington-based journalist for Al Jazeera, been reporting from our nation's capital for a long time. So now, Jamie, from your perspective, I don't know whether I asked just about what happened or the reaction to it. We've had this stuff going on, and I think people are frustrated because nothing's really being done. These people are just doing what they want to do, aren't they?
Well, you know, so I heard this news as I was coming into the Pentagon yesterday, and I found it to be absolutely stomach-turning.
Yeah.
I haven't actually watched the video because, this is the kind of thing, once you look at it, you can't unsee it. I've heard the very detailed description of what these ISIL fighters did to the Jordanian pilot, the way they set him on fire inside of a cage. It's just awful. And, of course, it provoked a very strong reaction from the U.S. government, the Jordanian government. And, of course, as I think you reported, the Jordanian government immediately executed at dawn two al-Qaeda terror suspects that they've been holding, including the woman who was supposedly the object of ISIL's desire, supposedly to swap out in some sort of prisoner trade. Of course, what we learned was they'd actually killed this Jordanian pilot a month earlier, even while they were reported to be negotiating for the release of a prisoner. So I think the general feeling at the Pentagon of the people I've talked to is that this has gone so far that it's going to backfire in a sense that it will galvanize some of the members of the coalition who were maybe on the fence about how much they should participate in this. And it's going to, it gives the Pentagon an incentive to sort of double down on its efforts. Now, that said, there's a limit to what the U.S. military can do. They are using airstrikes to keep ISIL in their defensive position. They've killed hundreds of ISIL fighters. They've taken out lots of their equipment. They've got them in a position where they can't move around. They can't take new ground. But in order to actually defeat them, it's going to require forces on the ground, and those forces, the United States insists, have to be Iraqi indigenous forces, not U.S. troops on the ground. And that's just going to take some time. It's going to take a number of months. And in the meanwhile, the Pentagon has indicated that if they ever get the intelligence, if they have a chance, that U.S. Special Operations troops are willing to take some significant risk in attempting to rescue hostages if they can. But it's a very difficult thing to do because of the way that the ISIL militants keep moving people around, and they don't have good intelligence about where they are. And we've seen in other rescue attempts in other countries, such as in Yemen, that these operations don't always go the way they do in the movies. Sometimes the hostages do die. So it's a very tough situation. But I have to say that I think that the general feeling of the people I've talked to at the Pentagon is that this has taken it to a new level of barbarism, and they don't think it's something that's going to really help these ISIL fighters in the long run.
All right, 30 seconds on how it played into the hearings to confirm Ashton Carter as the new defense secretary.
Well, you know, so his confirmation hearings are today. He's going to be he's probably going to be confirmed. He's going to be asked a lot of tough questions about the Obama administration policy and whether there's a real strategy there to deal with this, and we'll just have to see what he says.
Yeah. Well, it is not a problem getting him confirmed, though, it wouldn't appear.
It doesn't appear that way, no.
All right. Jamie, thank you for the update. Jamie McIntyre reporting for Al Jazeera, or with Al Jazeera, actually giving us the story here on Good Day about the executions and what our approach is, understanding that it's not something that we can swiftly or easily take care of. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
I know.
We're just talking about all the songs we can't play for today.
Well, we can play this. And it's not a laughing matter. Actually, I have said this so many times on the air, and I so believe it. The best pop music female voice in the history of the medium is Karen Carpenter. And that says something when you listen to some of the talent that's around her. I just think she had it. And she passed away on this date, 1983.
Of course, it's just like warm butter.
She was 32 years old. Died of heart failure because she was a chronic anorexic. Couldn't deal with eating.
So sad.
Boy, oh my God. She had a lot of, I don't know, mental problems in the right way of putting it. She had a lot of anxiety. And so that contributed to it. Shame you think about it in a way, you know, what anxiety does to people. It's tough stuff.
And yet her music is used to calm you down in elevators and downstairs.
Yeah, right. You had to get that in, didn't you?
I love the Carpenters.
Yeah.
Love them, but hey, man, there's no denying this is elevator music.
25 after the hour, this is not elevator music. This is Lady Gaga.
Oops.
You got to find the right button.
No, I went to here.
All right, you messed it up.
There's a contrast.
Yep. Life is a contrast, Kenny. So, Lady Gaga's in the news today because she's going to go into the studio with Paul McCartney. You remember him, the guy that was discovered by Kanye West?
That's right.
Paul McCartney and Lady Gaga, this on the heels of her extraordinary success with Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga really hit the high notes, if you'll pardon the pun. Apparently, they have had sessions this week already. She wrote an installment on Instagram with a picture of herself and a room full of instrumentalists. And Pearl Jam guitarist Mike McCready was there, apparently. So how did this collaboration turn out? It will be, apparently McCartney was playing his guitar. But I don't
get whether he sang with her or not.
We don't know.
It's a surprise. Right.
Yeah.
But the album she did with Tony Bennett went to number one like bingo. And I'm betting that these, if they're smart and they want to make money, they would have put the two of them together.
You know.
To sing a few Beatles songs and a couple of her things that are standard pop things. Yes, Richie.
I'll step into this trap. Unlike Kanye, she is actually talented.
Yeah.
I mean, Kanye's talented.
No, she's very talented.
Big, huge following, so, you know, right. You can't deny he's
You're right.
But, I mean, she's got chops. She can sing.
Pork chops. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And chops.
Big time.
All right, time now for the latest on Suge. Suge should be in jail. Suge stay in jail.
This is the closest we can get to playing anything from Suge Knight for you.
She's my candy girl. By the way, surprisingly enough,
welcome to White Guy Radio.
Right. Suge pled not guilty yesterday. Murder case.
Yeah, I didn't mean to back over my best friend.
No.
It was all an accident.
He was rushed to the hospital yesterday during court proceedings because he had chest pain.
Shocking.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's
all anxious about this.
No, he's such, in such good shape.
No.
So, dude, man.
He's the guy who's in NWA responsible for Blank the Police?
No.
He's not?
No.
Was he ever in NWA?
No, I don't think so.
Really? What, was he in a group or is it just him?
I don't know the musical history and background of Suge Knight.
Really? You don't know that much about rap? Where's Jennifer when we need her?
Jennifer would be your girl.
She would know.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I know a little bit, but I can't give you Suge Knight's historical background.
I think his history is over, though, as far as...
his history is going to be behind bars.
A free man.
He tried to run away, backed over one of his friends, and it's done.
28 after on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Tonight, The Blacklist moves to the all-new NBC Thursday at 9, 8 Central.
You have got to watch. People will be talking about this episode.
Oh, and then it's the premiere of Allegiance.
Yes, about a genius spy who doesn't know his parents are also spies.
Oh, right, but they're spies for the enemy.
It's an amazing new night of drama.
Seriously, the all-new NBC Thursday. Now, it all starts tonight with an encore of the big Super Bowl episode of The Blacklist.
Then it's The Blacklist at its new time, 9, 8 Central.
Followed by the premiere of Allegiance.
Okay, you are all now officially busy on Thursday night.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by what?
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Make sure that your youngsters are pronouncing, the teachers are pronouncing, the world is pronouncing February. It's like library. There's an R, actually several R's in February. February. Yes, I find that those things are important. I think in business, people judge you by the way you speak and the way you look. Looking for a job, you need to sound like you know what's going on. Unless the guy looking or the woman looking for you or your position to be filled hasn't got any more connection with reality when it comes to English than you do. That happens. But February, I make a big deal out of it because it sounds silly, but it really isn't silly. Let us move into the area of your health and well-being. An interesting reality when it comes to where you get your food. This is one of my favorite conversational topic. Where do people buy their food? Do you grow your food? How do you decide what to buy for food? That sort of thing. And it's interesting how many new quality stores are developing around the pretense that people want to have this fresh food available all the time. All time, 12 months a year, they want to have good, solid choices for better food. We are taking better care of ourselves, spending a bit more money. The Locovore, L-O-C-O-V-O-R-E, Locovore movement, is, as it suggests, it's all about local food. It's not about organic. People, the United States government has so bastardized the term, or allowed it to be bastardized, they themselves and the way they've allowed it to be used by some of the huge, giant food industries, they have, it doesn't have any meaning anymore. Because it just is used too much on too many foods that aren't organic. So forget that. Think about what's grown locally. and what you prefer, whether it's the milk that you drink, whether it's the lettuce you eat, whether it's the pork chop that you are having for dinner, or whatever it is. People want to be able to see more and more and more because they realize that the GMO foods that are available are not to their liking because they really aren't good. People have this discussion with me all the time. I'm a farmer, so I kind of have a clue, at least for my own preferences, based on what I see, how animals are grown, for example, how produce is grown, what's used to get it out of the ground, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, one of the foremost chains in the country for doing this is a company I never heard about until 3 or 4 years ago when they came to my area and built a grocery store. Or it isn't really a grocery store. It's kind of an all-in-one food store. You can eat there, and that's not unusual, but the way they've set it up, I'm talking about Wegmans, W-E-G-M-A-N-S. Those of you who live in New York State especially know them, but now moving into New England and into the Mid-South, they are number one in the country when it comes to having a good reputation because they do what they say they're going to do and then some. This is a grocer that's headquartered in Rochester. I know people who love them in the Buffalo area. 85 stores. They have now moved past Amazon to reach the top spot for corporate reputation among the 100 most visible companies. Wegmans has about one-tenth of Amazon's revenues. Ranking third on the list is Samsung. They outperformed all the other technology companies, better than Apple, better than Google. Apple and Google 9 and 10 respective order. So it's really interesting how this information, how it influences people on their choices. People will hear that and they'll say, why don't we have a Wegmans in our area? Next thing you know, Wegmans will be having an IPO. It's a family-run company now, and they'll expand and get bigger and hopefully they will, they'll make it work. A lot of people talking about vaccinations and measles. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to chat with us in a minute about that. The outbreak of this disease in California has a lot of people that are running companies facing a quandary about what to do in case they suspect an employee is not vaccinated. Vaccinations. Again, do you have yours? Have you had one? Did your children get vaccinated for the measles? Well, because there are a lot of people who have the measles, but it has stirred the pot. You've heard the conversation about how it sort of started in Disneyland and has spread around because people who travel from all around the world go to Disneyland, and one person has it and then somebody else has it, and you can understand how quickly it spreads. Those who are facing difficulty, immune systems compromised or weak, babies, newborn babies, don't have the strength of a strong immune system until they're about 6 months old. And then older folks who've let their bodies decay, fall apart, whatever, their immune systems are compromised. They're sitting ducks for this sort of thing. So something to be thinking about. If you're working and your boss has asked you whether you ever had a vaccination, do you tell them the truth? Yes or no? You're selfish if you don't tell them the truth, whatever it is. It's not right or wrong to have had a shot, but it's not right to not tell them the truth. Let's go back to Apple for a second and talking about healthcare. I don't know how many of you know it, but they have a healthcare technology that's spreading quickly among a lot of the hospitals in this country. Shows promise. So some of the people who run the hospital say, as a way for doctors to monitor patients remotely and therefore lower the costs. 14 of the 23 top hospitals in the country have rolled out this pilot program called Apple's Health Kit. The Apple Health Kit service acts as a repository for patient-generated health information, blood pressure, weight, heart rate, those sorts of things. The pilot programs aim to help doctors monitor patients that have chronic conditions, those who have diabetes, for example, hypertension. Google has now released similar services. Samsung is working on it. Interesting how those names, and that's the reason that I gave you the information about the top country companies to work for in the country, the Amazons, the Samsung. Samsung outperformed both Apple and Google when it came for having a great reputation. That's an anecdotal, I think, because I don't know that we think of Samsung in the same way, or I haven't really, until I started looking at this. So Samsung becomes a rival for Google, who is a rival for Apple. And in this circumstance, these systems for doctors and hospitals, doctors say, hold promise. Early signs of trouble, intervening before medical problems become acute. The big McGill here is recognizing somebody may have the potential for a problem and getting to where the device is. U.S. healthcare market, $3 trillion, and 70% of healthcare organizations around the world say that this sort of technology will be in use by the year 2018. Wow. Imagine the monetary gains. Imagine the technical opportunities, growth opportunities, because healthcare is the biggest growth industry in our country. Woo-wee. All right, so I promised Dr. Ron Hoffman, who's up next, we'll talk about a number of things with him, but I do want to get his input on the measles, so you'll have that conversation, other health advice and info as we update here on Good Day.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Ron Hoffman with us. His website, drhoffman.com, is home to the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which you ought to subscribe to. I say ought to because I do, and I think you should because it's smart. How's that?
You can be dumb. That's what I call it, an intelligent medicine
newsletter. Yep. Right, exactly. All right, our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, Ron, asked how much sleep do you typically get. 34% of our listeners who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said between 6 and 7 hours, 30% between 7 and 8 hours, 20% less than 6 hours, 11% said over 6 hours, 5% said they didn't know. Is that pretty standard, do you think?
That is pretty standard, but it's a sad state of affairs because I consider sleep deprivation less than 7 hours per night because sleep is an essential thing. I mean, some people have less requirement for sleep, but the vast majority of us are relatively sleep deprived.
But I would be one of those. Probably everybody on this program would be.
Morning show host, notorious for that. Yeah.
Right. My poll today at DougSteffen.com asks whether parents who immunize their children ought to be able to sue those who don't. Is that yes or no? Or, well, let's see. A, yes, and schools ought to refuse to enroll unvaccinated children. B, some vaccines might be necessary, but it shouldn't be enforced by the courts. C, nope, it should be up to the parent to make those decisions for their children. D, I don't know. What do you think?
This is a big mess, this whole vaccine brouhaha. And I think a lot of people are harnessing this for political purposes to,
really? You think?
To hit other people over the head, you know, that they, you know, they're weak-kneed on vaccines, and we ought to be rigorous about it. And there's a lot of flip-flops. Even the president himself used to be a vaccine skeptic. Now he's like, go for vaccines.
So he's never been known as a flip-flopper.
No, never. No, he's perfectly consistent all the time.
Right.
But, you know, look, we need more research on vaccines. I think at this point, you know, it makes sense to get certain vaccines. But, you know, clearly we can't just shut the door on concerns about potential harmful effects.
Well, the measles thing. How does that play into all of this?
Well, the measles, the problem with the measles thing is measles really was in decline even before the vaccine was introduced. Usually, better nutrition and better sanitation decrease the rate of fatality of the measles. Measles is a very serious disease, and rarely it can cause death. Occasionally, it can cause serious side effects. But, you know, hey, you remember getting the measles. I got the measles, our generation. We got it. It was a bad thing. But maybe our immune systems are more robust because of that. The vaccine, yes, it can prevent it, but the vaccine fails about, you know, 7% of the time. So it's not a complete bulwark against getting it, and it doesn't protect under one-year-olds. So, you know, I think people exaggerate they say it's settled science. I don't think it's quite yet resolved.
Speaking of exaggeration, we used to be told, don't eat the potato. Eat the skin. Now, apparently, things are reversed.
This is a big mashup. Because, you know, look, here's the deal. You know, they tried to limit the amount of potatoes that people consume for a good reason, because Americans consume too much in the way of refined carbohydrates. So the vast majority of people consume potatoes. They eat French fries, they eat instant mashed potatoes. That gives you a lot of starch, readily available calories, makes you fat. Okay, so they tried to restrict that in many government programs. Then there was this huge backlash because a lot of people correctly pointed out that potatoes are an important source of nutrition. If, you know, you eat the whole potato, if you eat purple or russet potatoes, that's, you know, rich in vitamins, minerals, and supplements. And then you got the Idaho folks, the Potato Council, involved, and they probably said, hey, wait a minute, you know, you can't stop reimbursing people for getting potatoes in the WIC program and food stamps and whatever, you know. There's a political element to this, a backlash of potato manufacturers getting the potato back mainstream. You know, French fries, potato chips, obviously not great.
Okay.
Okay, but here are the facts on a medium baked potato. It contains 15% of the daily recommended value of dietary fiber. I see that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
27% of the daily recommended value for B6.
Yeah.
And 28% of the daily recommended value for vitamin C.
Yes.
And they say definitely eat the skin. That's the most nutritious part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so who eats the whole potato and who doesn't adorn it with lots of butter and sour cream and bacon bits and
butter.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the problem with potatoes.
Butter. Dr. Ron Hoffman has questions answered. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Find it at drhoffman, HOFFMAN.com. Thanks, Ron.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, somewhere there's a song. Yes, no, maybe?
There is.
There is a song. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
Play it from over here then.
Yeah, play it on that other side.
It's not going to work there.
Please.
There you go.
Ah, thank heavens. 53 past the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to get into movie moments with Chuck Curry with the movie music. This Blondie from the movie American Gigolo, number one at the box office this week in 1980, number one on the music charts as well. Call Me by Deborah Harry, a.k.a. Blondie. As we get into the movie moments, Chuck is going to have the movie news for us. First, though, another chance for you to qualify for our drawing on Friday for a 4-day, 3-night luxury stay for two adults, two children at one of the three beaches resorts in the Turks and Caicos or in Jamaica. You'll choose once we pick your name. You can go any place you want into those three areas. But in order to get there right now, you have to call us at 888-302-3684 and identify the movie from which this audio comes.
Do you have any trouble getting in?
No, the guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
Number one movie during this week in 1994, 888-302-3684. Next clue, Richie.
There's someone on the wing. Some thing.
I don't know. That helps a lot. Chuck, you know the movie, right?
I know it.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know which one it is.
Well, it is. You better. We got one more chance for everybody to figure it out. Here's the last clue.
How are you this afternoon?
Alrighty then.
There you go, Richie. Boom.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, I got it.
Identify the movie, and you get qualified for our resort drawing, which is Friday. Meanwhile, Trucker has movie news for us. Lots of news in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Hi, let's see if we can figure out what the name of this movie is in question, having heard the three qualifying excerpts from it. Let us see here. How about we try Connie? Richie, am I going to... No, I'm not trying Connie. All right, I'm going to try Isaac.
Now you can try Connie.
I can try Connie now. All right. Connie!
Hi.
How are you doing?
Doing all right.
Where are you?
I'm driving to work.
Which is where?
In Kingman, Arizona.
Kingman, all right. That's a good... Actually, I love driving around there. I used to have some property down in Yucca, which is right down the street. And always driving up Andy Devine Boulevard. I don't know why it thrilled me, but it always did for some reason or another.
That's
anyway.
Route 66.
Yep, right. Route 66 is connected. Yeah, it's really... it's a great place to visit. Meanwhile, what's the name of this movie?
Detective.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective Jim Carrey. So now you are qualified. Yay! All right, so you can pick.
I call you every day.
Oh, have you? And you haven't got on the air yet, so there you go. All right, so hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Richie, you'll take good care of
absolutely.
Her. We'll get her lined up so that she is in the running for our drawing on Friday for our trip for four to the Beaches Resorts. All right, Chakra, movie news.
All right, Doug, actress Felicity Jones, who's nominated for an Oscar playing Jean Hawken in the movie The Theory of Everything, reportedly in talks to play the lead in the first Star Wars standalone spin-off film, is going to be directed by Gareth Edwards, who helmed the latest Godzilla film. She's a really good actress, very appealing. I like that choice. Other news, MGM has just started production on the remake of Ben-Hur. Actor Jack Huston, a pretty good unknown actor who co-starred in the TV show The Boardwalk Empire, plays the title role, Morgan Freeman, co-stars. The original Ben-Hur with Charlton Heston, I believe, was nominated for 14 Oscars. This most likely will be nominated for none. I just got a feeling it's going to be a ho-hum project. And the Rocky spinoff film Creed officially has a release date this Thanksgiving. Sylvester Stallone once again reprises the role of Rocky Balboa in a supporting role. He'll play, he'll train the grandson of Apollo Creed, played by actor Michael B. Jordan. I'm looking forward to that project, actually, and I think that's a perfect release date, Thanksgiving.
The movie is about Rocky Balboa?
It's not about Rocky Balboa. His role will be a supporting one in this movie.
Yeah. Okay. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here every day on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.